Fair warning, if you have not seen the incredible Disney cartoon movie Inside Out, don't listen to the following because it'll be a spoiler, but you should see it. Because besides being an instructive movie on the inner workings of our minds, for adults and for children, I believe the punchline of the movie has in it also one of the most important lessons that we have from the holiday of Pesach generally and the night of the Seder specifically. But I want to begin by first telling you about my grandmother, Aleiha Shalom, as I have already many times, and I will many times more. See, my grandmother was an old Hungarian babi who would cry all the time. And this wasn't like once a day. This was like a couple of times daily. And me and the rest of the family, whenever she would start crying, especially she would always cry about her family and the war, concentration camps, and most importantly, her hometown of Kiryat Helmets. 60 years from the time that she was taken from there until the day she passed away, she would cry about Kiryat Helmets. And me and the rest of the family, whenever my Bobby would cry, we would all roll our eyes, give a laugh, and say, yeah, that's just Bobby's an old Hungarian woman. That's just the way that she is. We would laugh it off because we just knew that something Bobby always did, which was to cry a couple of times a day. But it took some time after she passed away when I thought back about her, as I do a lot, and I realized something extraordinarily deep about my grandmother and her crying. And that is that she also would laugh a lot. She had a tremendous great sense of humor, and she would laugh a lot. And now I realize in a deep way that those two things go together. And the fact that after everything she went through, that she was in Auschwitz in the concentration camps for a year and lost her entire family and her whole world, and all the hardships she endured after that and before that, and the fact that she still was able to laugh is because she knew how to cry. And that, of course, is the point of the movie Inside Out. You see, Riley, because she thought that she always had to be happy, she was going through her maturation process and she always tried to be happy. And yet there was so much pain inside, so much pain that she was going through as a 12-year-old girl in the movie. But she didn't yet know how to express it in sadness because she thought she always had to try to be happy. She became dead and apathetic and cold inside. And sadness is the one that ended up saving the day when Riley finally learned that she could cry and release all the pain that we have inside. That's what allows us to then be able to come to a state of being both bittersweet and even happiness and real laughter. It's only if you're able to cry out the pain and express the bitterness of what you've been through that that could cleanse and be a catharsis that could allow you afterwards to truly be happy and enjoy life. If we try to run away from sadness and we bottle up painful feelings, then we can never truly be happy, and we can never truly feel vivacious alive, and we can never feel real love and real joy. There were many Holocaust survivors that, unlike my grandmother, weren't able to cry. There are many people that saw such terrible things, but in generally in history, there are people that have been through horrible trauma and haven't learned the art of sadness, the art of being able to truly mourn and be sad viscerally. And it's not pleasant, not at all pleasant, but it's only then that you're able to release and not become dead, apathetic, and cold inside. And that allows you to be able to truly laugh. And I think that's what Yirmiyah HaNavi, the prophet Jeremiah, says in one of the most moving verses in the Bible, in chapter 8, verse 23. Yirmiyah says, Mi yiten reishi mayim, ve'eni mekor dima, ve'efke yemam v'layla, es chalolei basami. Oh, that my head were a spring of water, my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night over the slain from the daughter of my people. You see, Jeremiah, the prophet that saw the destruction, is begging and saying, oh, if only I could cry. If only my eyes were a fountain of tears that I should be able to weep day and night over the slain of the daughter of my people, of everything I saw. A person with trauma, a person that suffers, needs to be able to weep, to allow their eyes to become fountains of tears, to cleanse out and be able to thereby be able to live and be truly happy. Because you see, what's the ultimate galus, the ultimate exile, is when we're not able to cry anymore. The ultimate, the most painful part of exile is when the trauma and the pain becomes so overbearing, whether it's our national pain or whether it's the individual pain that all of us go through in our lives. We've all been through horrors. We've all been through terror. We've all been through shame, humiliation, disappointment, heartache. And when we're not able to cry, when our heads don't become springs of water, and we become so bottled up and dead inside that we can't feel love and life, that's the ultimate exile. And I believe that's why, therefore, the sages teach that on the Seder night, maschil b'gnosu mesayim b'shevach, we have to say the night of our redemption, we have to not only tell the praise of the redemption, but we have to begin saying about the trauma that we experienced. The whole night is this dialectic of talking about the trauma, talking about the gnos, talking about the horrors that we went through. And not only that, we have to eat maror with the Korban Pesach, with those foods that we eat that are all about redemption. We eat maror. We eat bitter herbs. Why? It's a night of redemption. It's a night of joy. It's a night of festival, of feasting, of the fact that we became free people. It's a happy evening. Why do we have to kvetch? Why do we have to be maschil b'gnos? Why do we have to speak about horrible things in our history and the painful things we went through? Get over it for at least one night. Why do we have to eat maror with the matzah? Why do we have to put these things together, mix them up? Because that's what Inside Out is all about. It's only when happiness, joy, and sadness work together that we could be truly free. It's only because Jews have every year a Tisha B'Av that we could also have every year a Purim. Today, almost 2 years after my Bobby passed away, I'm jealous of the fact that she was able to cry in such a way, that she was able to so fully express the pain, and thereby truly feel the joy of life as well. May we all this Pesach be blessed with learning the true meaning of redemption, which, as the Hasidic works explain, means the understanding that all our emotions and all of our being has to be redeemed with the light of God. There's no aspect of our personalities that we should leave untouched and unexpressed through and with God. May all the orphans of our consciousness, those feelings of pain that we've exiled for so many years, be allowed to be freed and expressed this Pesach as we rest in God and thereby come to laugh for all eternity with the coming of Mashiach.